Federal prosecutors in Anchorage today announced 77 indictments in a massive tax fraud case involving identity theft and cocaine smuggling. Last December in Philadelphia, a man flying from Anchorage was arrested while trying to take $50,000 cash out of the country. Joel Jose Santana Pierna was among five people charged the next month with cocaine smuggling. He was in the country illegally, as were most of his co-conspirators. Today, the government announced superseding indictments of those five and six others, including one U.S. citizen, for identity theft and numerous other tax fraud charges. U.S. Attorney Karen Loeffler said it was an elaborate scheme involving the stolen identities of 2,600 residents of Puerto Rico. Those identities were used to set up fake bank accounts and to file fake reports of income with the Internal Revenue Service. The addresses used were those of existing people in Anchorage and Eagle River. The suspects then filed claims for tax refunds, and they intercepted the checks from 25 to 30 mailboxes.
In some instances, what they would do, the scheme alleges, is would go to an actual address, get a real address, and then put a fake name on it, and, you know, have the refund come, and then they would take the mail before it ever got to the individual that actually lived there.
The indictment lists $19 million in attempted fraud, but some of those claims were caught before they were ever paid. Loeffler said the actual amount taken has not been totaled up, but it is in the millions. The fake identities were found on computers seized as evidence as the cocaine case was investigated by police and the Drug Enforcement Administration.
This case started out as a narcotics trafficking case led by DEA and the Anchorage Police Department. What happened is we determined, the law enforcement agencies determined that in addition to narcotics trafficking, this organization was engaged in a major scheme to defraud the Internal Revenue Service and the United States Treasury.
The case exploded to involve many agencies, customs officials, the Internal Revenue Service, Homeland Security, the postal inspectors, and law enforcement personnel in several states. Seven suspects are in custody, two are still being sought, and two are being served with orders to appear in court and answer charges. Among the 11, the sole U.S. citizen is Fatima Aguilar Martinez, a former officer at Wells Fargo Bank in Anchorage.
The indictment alleges that she was helping to participate in this case by allowing people that she knew to file, basically open multiple, the same person to open multiple bank accounts under different names.
All the suspects have multiple aliases, along with addresses and bank accounts. They had multiple driver's license under different stolen identities. Apparently, what made the tax fraud scheme possible was the theft of identities in Puerto Rico, where most residents don't have to pay federal income tax unless they are employed in the United States.